This week we begin Sefer Bamidbar. Chazal calls Sefer Bamidbar Sefer HaPekudim, the book of numbers, plural, because there are two different senses in Sefer Bamidbar. One counting is recorded in this week's Parsha, Parshas Bamidbar, and one later on in Parshas Pinchas. These two countings were separated by 40 years. The first census counted the Yotzei Mitzrayim, the Jews that left Egypt, and the second count took place 40 years later, the last year Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, counting those who would enter Eretz Yisrael. If we examine the numbers, we find that Sheva Binyamin had 45,600 people, while Sheva Dan had 65,400 people, almost 20,000 more people than Sheva Binyamin, which defies all statistical projections. Because in Parshas Vayigash, when the Torah lists all of the children of the Shvatim, the Pasuk said that Binyamin had 10 children, and Dan only had one child, and the child that he did have, Hushim, was deaf. If we had tried to predict which of these two tribes would be larger a few generations down the road, clearly the mathematical projection would have been that Sheva Binyamin would be far more populous than Sheva Dan. However, this statistical likelihood never materialized. Says the Chafetz Chaim, we learn from here, that results are up to Hashem. If Hashem wants to bless someone with many descendants, He will be blessed with many descendants, even if al piderech hateva, even if on paper, it seems unlikely. And conversely, if Hashem withholds that bracha, then it will not happen, even if He has the best situation on paper. This principle applies to everything else in life as well, like parnasa as an example. Sometimes we see a person that attended top universities. He graduates magna cum laude, summa cum laude, and despite all that knowledge, despite all of his expertise, he still struggles to make ends meet. And then you have a person that has a fifth grade education. He can barely sign his name. And we wonder, how will this person ever earn a living? How will he be able to survive financially? And he makes it big. How's that possible? And the answer is, the key to parnasa is biyad Hashem. Harba shluchim lamakam. God has His ways. And it's not always the conventional way. Obviously, a person has to do their utmost ishtadlus and put themselves in the best possible position to be successful. But the outcome of all of that effort is decreed from above. It applies to wealth, it applies to finding a shidduch, it applies to health, it applies to everything in life. The tribes of Dan and Binyamin are testimony to the fact that Hashem is the Kol Yachal. He can do anything, and He has His own calculations. Things which we think must happen according to the natural order of events don't always turn out that way. And every so often, Hashem proves it to us. We think our parnasa will come from this client, from this business, and nothing materializes. And it comes through a totally different source. Hashem closes a window, one stream of income, and He opens a door, a different source of revenue. Everything is in the hands of Hashem. The story is told that a bacha once approached Rabbi Yoel Lapian, and he told him, Rebbe, I'm leaving yeshiva to go to college. And why is that? He asked the boy. He said, Rebbe, I will eventually get married and have a family. How will I support my family without a proper education? And he said to the boy, repeat the statement that you just told me. And he said, Rebbe, I will get married. And he stopped him right there. Who said you will ever get married? And the boy said, what do you mean, Rebbe? Are you cursing me? And he said to the boy, Chas v'shalom, I admire your positivity. But how do you know you will ever marry? And he said, Rebbe, everyone gets married because Hashem helps everyone find their spouse. Okay, continue. What else did you tell me? I will have children, and who will support them? And again he interrupted him. Who said you will merit to have children? He said, Rebbe, Hashem Yazar, Hashem will help me. He will grant me children, and who will feed them? So I must leave yeshiva and study in college and earn a degree so that I can provide for my family. At that point, Rabbi Yoel Lapian turns to the bachar, and he tells him, doesn't your statement sound a little strange? I asked you, who said you will get engaged? You said Hashem. Who said you will marry? Hashem. Who said you will have children? Hashem. Why all of a sudden by parnasa, Hashem left the building? Why when it pertains to earning a parnasa, to earning a livelihood, you must close the Gemara and you have to take matters into your own hands? Why not rely on Hashem as well? He tells the boy, the same Rabbi Nishlaim that will give you a family will also give you parnasa. And the boy stayed in yeshiva. The world puts its trust in odds and percentages and statistics and what the so-called experts say that they should do. We, however, do our required ishtadlus, and we put our trust in Hashem. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.